Order.
Select committee report.
Former New Zealand Ambassador to the United Nations, Colin Keating, made a special appearance before the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee on Thursday. He was there to brief them on UN reform.
I think really an important question is how will any reform impact on people, whether it be because of droughts and natural disasters, because of conflict, because of health problems. All over the world, the United Nations is focusing more and more past the states and into the actual problems on the ground in the field.
Mr. Keating said, in this sense, New Zealand was ahead of its time.
When you look at the kind of position that New Zealand has staked out over the last 20 years on reform, the spirit of that has been behind what New Zealand has been saying, which is we should be looking at how the organisations work rather than how the structures should be changed.
Colin Keating said reforms at the UN should focus on intervening in regional crises earlier rather than mopping up the mess later.
The earlier intervention may not need to involve large numbers of military personnel. You're talking much more about civilian capacity, talented mediators, with maybe a few security going with them. So you're talking a much lower amount of cost.
Mr. Keating explained how current structures at the UN didn't fit that model.
Each peacekeeping operation has its own budget and it can grow. I mean, like in the course of the last few months, we've seen two major new operations established, one for the DRC and one for Mali, and the budget just grew. There is no equivalent elastic appropriation mechanism. If you want to set up a mission like the one they set up for Kofi Annan to go to Syria, you've got to rob Peter to pay for that. You've got to find the money somewhere else in the budget. But there's no elasticity in the appropriation mechanism in order to provide emergency resource capacity for a new emerging situation.
Mr. Keating said that was counterintuitive.
That therefore creates a disincentive to act early, and that's why I say this is one of the reforms that the system should really be thinking about. How to better incentivise both administratively but also politically earlier interventions that will be more effective and cost less in money and cost less in lives.
Mr. Keating also briefed the committee on New Zealand's bid for a seat on the UN Security Council. The Council oversees international peace and security, and committee members took the chance to pick Mr. Keating's brain over his experience when New Zealand last had a seat there.
What has happened over the sort of intervening 20 years is that campaigning everywhere has become much more aggressive, much more serious, and it's not just in the Western European sort of group in the UN that things are competitive. It's becoming competitive right across the whole UN system. So it is objectively, I think, a more difficult environment than it was then. And the lesson that I would draw from that is one actually has to be much more professional about the way one goes about campaigning.
Mr. Keating explained what that meant.
You need to be able to demonstrate to people that you are interested in making a difference on the issues that matter to them rather than the issues that matter to you. One of the real advantages we have as a result of our time on the Security Council in 93-94 is that people still remember that we were, didn't matter which continent it was, didn't matter what the problem was, we were always willing to listen and take seriously people's point of view and try and act in an independent and principled way in respect of those issues.
And despite some strong competition, New Zealand's bid for a Security Council seat was promising.
New Zealand needs to be looked at on its merits in its own context. And our competitors have got Achilles' heels of their own. I mean, Spain has only come off the Security Council 5 years ago and Turkey only 3 years ago. I mean, those kind of arguments resonate.
Former Ambassador to the United Nations, Colin Keating, briefing the Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee on UN reform and New Zealand's Security Council bid. The election for that seat will be held in October next year and is for a 2-year placing, beginning on January 1st, 2015. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.